Hey, what's up? I promised I was back and with a guided med. You like my abbreviation? A guided med abbreviation. It's time for the guidey. It's time for the guidey. Yeah, so, you know, I'm always getting requests for the guided meditation. And now it's here. I will not keep you waiting, I promise. We'll never keep you waiting. So we got our daily dose of this action-packed fun here on the Paranormal Playground sounds. Woo! Oh my goodness. So I hope you enjoyed all of that, because that's just some music to, you know, uplift and accelerate and put us in a high frequency. So now that we're here in a high frequency, in a high vibration and lifted, please, I would like to invite you right now to take some time to take some nice deep inhales and exhales as we begin our meditation for about 1 minute. Hello, hello. Now that you've took some solo deep inhales and exhales, come on, let's just shake it off. All the things that are going on through the week, everything that does not serve us, let's unwind and let's kick it back and let's be laid back right now in this moment. So all the things that we've gone through during our day, we're just going to disconnect from anything that doesn't serve us. We're not bringing that anywhere near our meditation. We're being grounded right now. Grounded into the absolute stillness and magic. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Feel how good it feels to just be uplifted into this beautiful magic. On this beautiful Wednesday, the weather is gorgeous. The air smells good. We're cleansed. We're clear. Everything is happening right now for us. We feel good about our lives right now. We're pure happiness and we are pure love. Our roots are forming all the way from the feet down to the center, the core of the earth. We're grounding ourselves to the earth plane. We are putting a nice white light of healing meditation over us. You can feel the joy coming to the surface. You can feel all your angels here and all of your loved ones greeting you, watching over you, taking care of you, and helping you to feel blissful. If you are just joining, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And this is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I am helping you with a guided meditation. Feel how good it feels to expand and surround yourself with love and surround yourself with all these people who love you. You are so loved in this moment. There's nothing here that is being held from you. There's nothing here that is being hindered. Nobody is holding back. Everything and everyone is just giving. Feel what that feels like. Did you receive gifts? Did you receive a visit from a loved one or friend unexpected? How did that make you feel when you received something without expecting it, when you received without any expectation of it coming, and you were given the most beautiful gift? It could be material, and it could be energetic. But imagine what that feels like when we are given gifts and beautiful gifts on this day, on this magical day, and how loved we are, and how adored and how taken care of we are every single day and every single moment. Feel what it feels like to just be loved. Feel what it feels like to just be adored. And swimming in the greatest plenitude and traveling in the greatest land of prosperity with all your loved ones and realizing how much love really exists, because at the end of it, whether it is material or energetic, every gift that's given, everyone that is giving to you so freely, it is stemmed and it's rooted in love. And remember how stemmed and rooted in loved you are. You're a gift. You're our entire, whole, complete gift to this world. You absolutely are, and it's time for you to recognize this. It's time for you to recognize your magic. It's time for you to recognize how valuable you are to this world. And as you open up your eyes and you come into this awareness that you are an entire gift to everyone around you, you have opened up your consciousness and you're allowing yourself to see where you want to evolve. You're allowing yourself to see what other skills, talents, abilities you have to give to everyone around you, because it's always unfolding. There is no limit to what you can give. Your service, the good you have inside of you. See, all of your gifts and your talents, that's the gift to everyone else. So right now, as when we remember how valuable we are and we remember that we are the gift, we invite the universe and spirit to help assist us into seeing further into who you truly are. Can you take a moment right now? Can you take a moment right now to catch a vision or see a vision or gain insight into whatever spirit is trying to show you of who you are? Anything that comes to the surface, any new ideas, anything that is what you've never seen before, any innovation, we're going to take a moment to breathe with that. And if you don't see it, do not worry. Do not get discouraged, because this is all about opening up. We're opening up the consciousness right now to gain insight throughout the day, throughout the week, and for however long it needs to. So this is just an opening for the new year. This is an intention for the new year to open up those facilities and those dimensions within your consciousness that you haven't tapped into. You're inviting yourself to open it up. So it doesn't matter if you don't get the vision right now. You are making yourself receptive to what wants to catch you, to what wants to be seen through you, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the week, or whether it's the month. You're leaving space for the new year to see the new you. You developing? Where are your new skills? Inviting in your new talents and your new skills. Breathe into this power. Magical power that you have. So now, have you had some time to see what is trying to emerge with you? And you're trying to understand? Thank all of your spirit guides and thank all of your angels. Thank everyone around you. You can see and you can feel the love, the druid love of nature coming in and assisting you and giving you all that you can be, all your guidance and all your gifts, and how you are so powerful and you are mastering your world, because this is what this new year is all about. It's about unfolding. It's about higher education in creation and creativity into who you truly are. It's time to open up to your magnificent you. It's time to realize how wonderful and beautiful you are. You are so beautiful. You are cosmic. You are love. You are the raindrop that falls to hydrate and nourish the land. You are the beautiful snowflakes that fall to make this world so beautiful, to complement the winter's air. You are the trees that give off life and oxygen for all the world around. You are the sunshine, giving off all that energy, giving off all that radiant light. You are the moon that lights up the night, that lights up the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night. You are the dream, you of this world. You are what we are striving for. You are the goal. You are the destiny. You are exactly what we want to be a part of. It is you that we ask for and request. It is you that we crave. It is you that we desire. It is you that we seek to know more of, to understand and have a part of our life. It is your service. It is exactly who you are that gives so much life to this world, and don't ever forget it. Today is the day you remember exactly who you are and you remember your magnificence. Today is the day you unfold to all the possibilities that is you. Today you look in the mirror, you look and you experience the consciousness that has never happened before. Today you walk into a miracle that is you, who you want to be, what you want to change, what you want to create. You are this, you. Everything is about you. You are so special. You are so divine. Look at how special you are. That you tuned into this station right now. And it is a whole meditation just for you. Because you did not tune in by accident. You tuned in because your higher self said, let's unite with the universal one. Let's connect. Let's feel the oneness. Because I remember who I am. You'll remember who you are. You remember right now. You know exactly where you're going. You know exactly what you want. You are assertive. You are confident. And you have it all within you. I am just here to help you remember. I am all I am as a friendly reminder. A friendly alarm clock. You already have the answers within you. You know this. So as we shimmy it on back down to earth and we're here, thank you so much for participating in this beautiful guided meditation. I'm so happy to have this. I love this. Thank you, Spirit, for channeling such a beautiful, beautiful message and a meditation for all of us, because that's exactly what it's about. It's really about today is the activation of unfolding. Today is the activation to unfolding to our most excellent good. Thank you so much, Spirit. And thank you. Please hang tight. We got a whole We got a whole 40 more minutes here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, spinning some tunes, talking about spirit, talking about channeling, doing some card readings. We got this for the new year, manifesting. This is all about manifesting for the new year. So get that vibration high and going. Get it high and get it magical.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Just a secret.
You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's get into it. Whew. That was a selector on my radio. Glenn Miller and his orchestra. All things are good and real here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. So, whew, appears to have a color, but let's see. So, here we go. We have some starseed oracles. On my radio. Hold that thought. Hello? So, welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And we are here, connecting. We are doing the Starseed Oracle. So this Oracle card selection is, oh my god, I've been wanting to have this for a while. So I've been wanting to have this, the Starseed Ancestors Hidden Secrets, Lost Wisdom, look a little deeper. That one just fell out, oh my goodness. That's nice. Oh man. So we're going to be connecting in with the new year right now. We're going to be looking into Archangel Michael. So I'm going to merge the Archangel Michael with the Starseed Oracle because we got that. That was a good message and that was a good meditation right there, where it was like bringing in the new. So, I mean, yes, it's the new year, so that's very obvious to bring in the new. It's more than obvious. But what they were talking about is new skills, new higher education. You know, what is a part of you that you've never done before? Because sometimes we like to see ourselves and say, I'd never do that, or that's not me, and you could never imagine yourself doing something. And so, but that's the whole point of growth, and that's the whole point of being on this earth plane. And so we have to remember that's why we're here, because we're here to play and we're here to grow. So, you know, it's like, for example, I'll give you an example. I didn't start skateboarding till I was 24 years old. And I never thought that I would skateboard. It never, but until then, until I was 24. Did it ever occur to me? But what happened was I actually had dreams and I had conversations with spirits in my dreams, and they guided me and they showed me a skateboard. They're like, you would like this. And it was actually spirits that I knew. And I started skateboarding and I really, really, really loved it. I don't do it as much now because that's a whole nother show, but I'm just kidding. But it is something that I experienced for years and got to understand what it's like in the joy of skateboarding. So it's everything is about right now. We need to open ourselves up to really what it means to unfold. We need to open ourselves up to anything as possible. You know, imagine yourself not being a dancer, never in your life, and then you're 50 years old and bang, all of a sudden you start dancing and that's your life. You know, it's amazing. These things, it's amazing when we can just cultivate and allow and welcome in the new selves, our new forms. So this is what this whole show is about manifesting that and putting that intention out there and actually really welcoming that in. Because in that meditation, when we did this, it was like, even if you didn't see it, don't get discouraged. You're leaving that portal open to, by you listening to this, you left and following the guided meditation, you left that portal open to see what it is that you wanted. So, it's all about magic. It's all about magic in the air. Okay. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to pull two. Okay. I'm going to pull three. You know, what is the first one? I actually would like, you know what, since I started with the Archangel Michael deck last time, I'm going to do the Starseed. So we are christening my Starseed deck here on the show, on the Paranormal Playgrounds sound show, because these are so cosmic and intergalactic, and it's just so necessary. So let me get a good shuffle in. I love the way these feel. So if you get a chance, this is The Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell and the artwork Daniel Noel. So, Daniel Noel. So, you know, check that out if you're into it. If you like the feel of these, because the moment I was like, I connected to them immediately. So let's pull. Woo! Okay, this one's kind of hard. I might have to, okay. Trying to get it out. Here we go. Messenger. Cyrus energy, bringing harmony and balance. Okay. I like that. I'm not going to not accept that. That's great. Oh, that's wonderful. That was just, okay. So right here, what are we going to do? I'm going to see how I even get there anyway. That is such a good, so first what I'm going to do is they have different, and this is so cool. They have different sections. You got the love. So there's a different section for everyone. And so this is in the range of messenger, and I'm looking for the messenger. So what I'm going to do here is keep looking for messenger. Actually, I can't find it. So I'm going to just go in. And I wanted to actually read what they in the booklet about what they wrote about it, but for some reason I can't find it. So that's all the message to just really go in. I'm just going to go in to this card. So bringing in the new year, we have the messenger, Cyrus energy, bringing harmony and balance. So this is definitely harmony and balance. When you're thinking of bringing in, the reason why they're bringing in harmony and balance, it has to do with, that is the core of manifesting. When we are fully aligned, that's really a key component of manifesting. When everything is kind of, you know, there is a time for disorder, there is a time for chaos, and that's a part of a manifesting process. It is. But our material world selves, it's very important for our earthly and material world selves to be grounded when we manifest, to have balance and harmony, because that's the wholeness and that's the homeostasis of our nature. See, you know, in nature, when a flower is growing or a tree is growing, what's going on is that they are in total alignment. Now they're not the you notice there's no force, there's no wondering, they're not seeking, you know, when am I gonna come to the earth, when am I gonna unfold to this beautiful flower. There's a trust, there's a process, and it happens. So that's where your state needs to be, is trusting and a process and happening. And so when we are fully balanced and fully aligned, that is the beginning stages of creation, and that has to do with how we are uplifting and letting ourselves unfold. So if you are letting yourself unfold, you know, if you are allowing yourself to unfold, you know, what when you're and things are not flowing and things are not going and you can't understand why, this is a key component. So if you're not in a good space, if you're in a very an energy that is just not aligned with who you are, and there's so much tension and there's so much friction and there's just so much force involved, especially force, you're gonna have a hard time actually manifesting exactly what you want. So you're gonna want to bring in more harmony and balance in your life if you are really truly serious about manifesting. So that's what I'm getting from this, from this energy that I brought in. So let's go with the Archangel Michael. Whew. Let's give it a moment. Give it a moment. And actually have these. I'm glad these are going to be recorded. Whew. Oh my goodness, this is great. This is wonderful. Okay, the Archangel Michael is here. Okay, let's see right here. I'm going to pick a card. Whew, here we go. Write about your thoughts and feelings. Thank you for helping me tap into my God-given creativity and wisdom so I clearly express myself and glean insight, blessings, and healings. This is so good. Write about your thoughts and feelings. So this is from the Archangel Michael deck. Okay, as I'm tapping into this, So whoever's listening right now, whoever is chiming in, writing down your manifest or goals is probably a really good idea for you right now. So whoever's listening, and including myself, this definitely has to do with, okay, so you may not know what you're supposed to unfold to, and you're not supposed, sometimes you're not supposed to know because it's a whole surprise. But the more we write down our goals, the more we write down our affirmations, the more we, or type it, or whatever it is that you need to do with it, the more that it happens. That is the absolute, you know, manifester in itself. So it's so valuable and important to like to really connect with spirit and put it down in as in a journal. So the things we get, your experiences, write it down, because the more you write it down, the more they're going to give you, the more information you're going to be given, the more you're going to be able to handle more information, the more you're saying to the universe, yes, I am receptible. Yes, I am ready and willing enough to put, to have this information and actually share it. Yes, I am willing. Yes. And this is you. This is the next, this is actually a huge step in stepping into your power. And we may not know it because it's just such a minor thing, but writing our being able to express and write down our connection to the spiritual realm in any way possible is a huge bridge. It's the bridge from the material to the spiritual. And it's such a minor kind of activity in the material world that we really overlook how powerful it is, you know. So you who are writers out there, authors, you understand exactly what I'm saying. I mean, you understand what the value is to have words be beautiful, to have, you know, I am not a grammar police at all. I'm not into like being correct about grammar, you know, and you know, it's my grammar's, you know, whatever. It's so, but I believe in my heart that I am a fantastic writer. So, and if you believe the same thing about you, it really doesn't matter structure wise, but sometimes it really does. And it's just a matter of your intention of what you're putting in your writing. So even if you're not great at spelling, even if you're not good at grammar, it does help the structural integrity of what you're putting out. But at the end of the day, it is not the most important thing that you need to really get distraught about. It's about your intention and what you're putting out, because there's a reason why we have editors. Wink, wink. You know, there's a reason why. So for those of you who are like trying to write your book, yeah, this message is for you, you know, but it doesn't even have to be about a book. It could be, you know, it's your everyday writing and everyday connection with the spirit world. And it just keeps you, it keeps the information flowing. I hope that helped. Okay. I loved this. I love it. So what is the next one coming in? Starseed. By the way, the phone is ringing off the hook. And so that's why I say you got to make appointments. You got to make sis to schedule you in, you know, if you're interested in calling here, because there is, I have a, you know, that's why I'll get, you know, if I'm in a groove and I'm giving a reading, I can't answer the phone, unfortunately. So I'm so sorry if I couldn't get to you, but you know, that's why I say you got to, you know, got to schedule with me. I wish, you know, I used to be able to do the spontaneous thing. And that was just so much fun. You never knew who you're going to get. It was magical. But it is when you're doing a radio show and you're playing music and you have a playlist and you have a time span and you have a guided meditation. You know, it is, you know, with the radio show is harder. On my TV show, The Boston Medium, that's all for callers. That's all free-formed, spontaneous, all about the callers. But here, you know, we play music. And so there is more, you know, so we do have to schedule. So like I said, you know, when I post and follow me on social media, you know, take it in and we'll get you in here getting reading. And we'll get you on the radio. But till then, let's get back to the reading. This magic I'm feeling in the starseed card. Okay. Weight of the world, boundaries, let it go. It's not yours to carry. I love this. Oh my goodness. I love this. So, you know, the new years. So along with manifesting, we really need to understand the value of minding our own business. And I really am resonating with this card so much because the more we're focused on our goals and what it is we want, and the less we walk away and remove ourselves from things that have nothing to do with us, things that do not serve us, the more you're going to manifest and the more you're going to create. So the more you're going to really unfold who you are. And I know there are times where you're going to get intuitive nudges to say things and speak up. And yes, do that. Absolutely. That definitely, we're not talking about passivity, because passivity is very dangerous and it's very, very, can be very destructive. So you have to have a balance though of when is the time. And that's what this boundaries are all about. It's about being able to be there for people. It's about being there to serve. But it also is about understanding that there comes a time and a place where you have to feel intuitively on what is okay and what isn't. If we're not in tuned intuitively and reading other people and reading our own feelings about being in a situation, and we are just going with it and we're not speaking up, we're not saying yes when we need to say yes, and we're not saying no when we need to say no, the magic word no, we really are clogging our creative portals with other people's stresses. We're really clogging our creative channels with that pent-up anger or passive aggressiveness or whatever it is that we're not dealing with. You've got to be able to deal with things without it becoming yours. We have to be able to put up boundaries without being a part of it. We have to be able to, you know, really differentiate and discern what is for us and what isn't. What can we take on and what we can't take on? You know, when does the giving come to an end? When is it time to say, okay, that's enough, you know, and make sure our cup is still full? And when we follow this energy and we follow this, you know, this flow of what boundaries are, we notice, oh wow, things are really good in my work life, or things are really good with my passion and my and all the things I love doing, and I'm really good at what I do. I'm really, really good. Why are you good at what you do? Because you don't let Tom, Dick, and Harry just hang out when, you know, their energy's not congruent with yours, or you're not letting, you know, you're just not letting anything that's not aligned. It's not about labeling anyone or anything as bad. It's about understanding what energy is aligned and what isn't. That manifests quicker. So whatever your goal is, whatever it is, you need to make sure that it's constantly aligning with your values, constantly aligning with your intention. Because when we don't have boundaries, you notice how easy it is for us to get lose track and to lose focus. So that's something wonderful to really put into consideration as we manifest. So what do we have here with manifesting? Being balanced, grounded, harmony. That's a good space to be in. Writing about our thoughts and our feelings. What are you manifesting properly? Are you writing it down and actually putting it into the reality? Are you actually saying to the universe, hey, universe, hook it up because I believe I can have this? Are you creating it as it's already happened to you and having that belief and weight of the world? Are you letting go of the things you just cannot change about what's going on? Are you ignoring the negative news? And are you ignoring the naysayers? Are you ignoring the negative talk and saying, I'm sorry, but that is not the world I live in. I live in a different world, and it's a world I create. And are you creating your own reality? Are you preventing yourself from getting sucked in to other people's negativity or other people's limited believing? Beliefs. Wow, that was a super awesome New Year's read. Thank you, Spirit. That's great. I loved it. It was like the kind of structure of how to manifest. So I really like that. It's good. So again, you know, if you'd like to get a reading, private reading, I am very grateful that actually people are actually willing to pay me more for my readings than actually get free readings. You know, I'm actually so blessed for that. So thank you so much. If you would like a reading, private reading, please contact me. Paranormal Playground Sounds, Instagram, Mariah Merlinite on Facebook, and Mariah, the Boston Medium. Facebook, yes. Find me, contact, private, what up? So this has been a great show, I think, in my opinion. I'm super satisfied with this energy. I'm super satisfied with the reading. I'm super satisfied with all the beauty that Spirit has to come and offer and share with us. And this is just such a miracle. This is a miracle in itself. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so happy. I'm happy. I'm a happy person, you know, as much as possible. And today I'm going to milk it. I mean, I may not, you know, it may not be every day, but for the most part, you know, joy is real. Joy is my experience. And today, and because I listen to Spirit, I listen to myself, I listen to your intuition. And that's what you have to understand. When you start listening to yourself and your intuitive self, and you start taking your child self seriously, and you really start understanding the value and how important it is to do the things that make you happy, you're just going to experience more of them. When you get away from conformity and societal fantasies, you are just going to be free from all of that, and you're going to experience joy, because we need to get away from the illusions and get sucked into what other people want or other people's world, and really connect with ours and then share the beauty with others, because it's so important for you to do that. We all need you. We all need your light. We all need your love and your unique gifts and talents. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. And so I was super happy about this playlist. You know, the highlight of the playlist for me was Dizzy Rascal. today the highlight was a Dizzy Rascal, and I'm so unbelievably happy that we got to play this. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Remember, tune in every Wednesday for now, 2 to 4. We are, you know, we're here. We're going to have the music and we're going to have live readings. Everything's good. Everything's really, really... Are you in this space right now where you can feel that everything's good? Are you feeling like how wonderful this is? Oh my goodness. Are you feeling the love? But most of all, okay, are you feeling the love? But are you feeling the light? Because I'm feeling it. I am totally, totally feeling this. It feels good. Interestingly enough, I'm a huge ABBA fan. I really am. I mean, how can you not be? How can anybody not be an ABBA fan? Like, come on. I know it's cheesy, but it's actually not cheesy. It's actually the first, like, oots, oots. It's really the first techno oots, oots happening. I don't think so, actually. That might be wrong, but I'm making that up in my mind. I want it to be real. I want them to be the first Eurotechno, you know, wave starter, but that's not real. Maybe it is, and I'm just undermining my music knowledge. Oots, oots. I call it, No. There is no name for the genre. It's a sound, and it's called oots, oots. Oots, oots, oots. It's like, it's funny. Growing up on that. But anyways, I'm going to leave you with some ABBA right now because this is beautiful and this is about manifesting and they got a song called Happy New Year. So it's time to play for you. Okay, I will be back here signing off after this ABBA song. Love you so much. Spreading the love. Keep all these messages close to your heart. Thank you so much for joining me in the second half of the paranormal. Sticking with me, standing by me, standing by me. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in and turning on and being tapped in, tuned in, and being a vision of love for the new year and listening to all these awesome songs and hearing the meditation with the reading. Thank you so much. I love you. Anyways, I am feeling the winter cheer. I love it. I don't know about you, but I love this weather. I love all of all seasons. I appreciate all the weather that nature has to offer. Summer, spring, winter, fall. I love you all. It's just, you know, it's called, you know, I'm at that stage of my years where I'm just appreciative of all the weather. I used to dread the winter. I used to hate it. And then over time, more and more, I absolutely just fell in love with it. Look at it. It's beautiful that every morning, like, I open up my window because I want to feel that cold breeze. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. It's beautiful just like you. So this has been a blast. I just thought maybe I should torture people and play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Like, you know, maybe I can just April Fools can come early. You know what I'm saying? Maybe April Fools can just come early. But instead, I will not torture y'all. Instead, I'd like to play George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, sign off for you. It's a very long song, so I'm sure the whole thing is not going to, I'm not going to play the entire, you know, it's an 18 minute song. I'm just going to play the beginning of it because George Gershwin is where it's at. And so we play classical here too, and we got to get all the mix it all up. So I love you so much. I will definitely... You're definitely going to see me here around the break on, you know, not on Wednesday, but I'm going to be here on the schedule, you know, when I can, and, you know, spread some goodness and spread some more high vibes and energy and just be here and just, be excited and pumped for life. So thank you so much. I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds signing off with your favorite psychic medium, the Boston medium. You rule. I love you so, so much. Mwah. Thank you.